Good Thursday. Today is August the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, trade and U.S. agricultural exports making headlines today as we've seen a reduction in ag exports, particularly to China, but a lot of discussion going on in the circles as it applies to the different tariffs and what that has to do with our trading partners. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Trade and ag exports making headlines today as President Donald Trump last week announced a series of tariff moves against U.S. trading partners. As the president pressed his case, U.S. agriculture export sales right now remain down from a year ago, while commodity groups continue to look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Trump raised tariffs on Canadian products from 25 to 35%. He accused Canada of not doing enough to reduce drug trafficking, while he also claimed Canada had been working to upend his tariff plans. On social media, he suggested Canada's efforts to recognize Palestine would further complicate any trade deals. Now, U.S. agriculture exported $29.5 billion in products to Canada last year, though the pace has slowed slightly, down 3% through May, that according to USDA data. Imports, though, of Canadian ag products were nearly $41 billion last year, but they have now dropped 4%. Trump issued executive orders late last week detailing a range of new tariffs on countries. The tariffs on Canada went into effect immediately, while the others will go into effect later this week. And while the tariffs were raised on Canada, Trump gave Mexico a 90-day extension this week after speaking with their president. Products that fall under the U.S.-Canada-Mexico agreement will remain at their current tariff levels. Now, Mexico remains the top market for U.S. agricultural products, that with nearly $12.3 billion in sales through May. That is down 2%, however, from a year ago. Mexico imported $30.2 billion in U.S. agricultural goods last year. Now, so far, no deal has been reached with China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent indicated earlier this week that it would likely take another 90 days of talks to reach a deal with China. This is where the soybean market is being affected because so far China has not made any commitments to buy U.S. beans for the next marketing year, which begins on September the 1st. China bought 47% of U.S. soybean exports for the current marketing year, and Chinese buyers have declined to lock in new buys, even as September soybeans have fallen 98 cents a bushel since late June. Prices have fallen with expectations of both a big crop and a drop in export demand. Now, also through May, pork exports to China are down 18% compared to where they were in 2024, and beef exports to China and Hong Kong are down a combined 29%, that according to reports from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. So overall, U.S. agricultural exports to China are down 55% through May. USDA reports the biggest hit for top export markets is there. In 2024, China was the third largest market for U.S. agricultural goods at $24.4 billion, but sales through May have not yet reached $5 billion. Now, President Trump also declared a national emergency against Brazil over the prosecution of the former president. Trump ordered a 50% tariff on most products from Brazil starting August the 6th. That includes Brazilian beef, which accounts for nearly $1.2 billion in imported products in just the first 5 months of this year, according to USDA. Beef imports from Brazil were up 106% compared to a year ago. The U.S. also imports roughly $2 billion in coffee products annually from Brazil, which would be subject to that 50% tariff. Brazilian coffee makes up roughly 40% of all coffee Americans drink daily. Coffee imports through May were valued at $1.4 billion, that up 80% from the same period last year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions just slightly. Talk about cattle. As last week, the USDA offered the cattle on feed forecast for both the month of cattle on feed and semi-annual cattle reports. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
The Agriculture Department provided not one, but two perspectives on cattle and calves at feedlots in July. Along with the monthly cattle on feed report, USDA also issued its semi-annual cattle report in July, which also offered insight into feedlot activity. USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell explains both the similarities and differences of these two offerings.
The cattle report, which is a survey that encompasses basically all feedlots, the report estimated there was about 13 million even head of cattle in feedlots. That compares to 13.1 million head of cattle in 2023, so about 1% less than 2 years ago. By comparison, the cattle on feed report, which also came out, that survey is just relatively larger feedlots.
So in other words, while the annual July cattle report provides a comprehensive look at number of cattle in feedlots for beef production, the monthly cattle on feed report looks at feedlots with over 1,000 head of cattle. And regarding the numbers for the July edition of cattle on feed,
as of July 1st, that report estimated that we have 11.1 million head of cattle, which is about 2% less than what we had this time last year.
As for the whys behind the fewer head of cattle on feed lots,
a lot of this is due to the fact that we had relatively slower placements during the month of June, as feeder cattle outside feedlots right now are getting relatively tight and pretty expensive for feedlots to replace. And that combined with the fact that we're at a relatively low point in our cattle cycle. So just overall, we're looking at relatively tight supplies of cattle, both outside the feedlot coming in for placement, as well as inside the feedlot being marketed for beef production.
McConnell provides a further breakdown of the cattle and calves on feed numbers as of July 1st.
During the month of June, 1.4 million head of cattle were placed into feedlots, which is 8% lower than a year ago, and 1.7 million head of cattle were marketed from those feedlots, which is about 4% lower than last year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. Well, hey, just a quick reminder, if you're looking to take in a county fair yet, as the summer is wrapping up, the Henry County Fair opens up today and runs through next Thursday, August the 14th. Well, that's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.